Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, I thank you that your word is right, and all your work is done in truth. Lord, I thank you for the Logos. I thank you for the expressed and spoken word by interpretation. I thank you for sound doctrine, and I thank you for the Rhema word of God. I thank you that you have anointed me to command the Rhema word of God. It will take feet and become the word in action because of the greater one who is inside me. I am a child of the King and heir of God. And with my brothers and sisters, what I speak shall come to pass. Lord, I thank you for your chronicles. I thank you for your commandments. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for communicating with your people. Thank you for the conference of the Lord. I thank you for the counsel of the Lord, which will bring forth power, promise, provision, and purpose. Lord, help me to hide your word in my heart. I delight myself in your word. Help me not to forget your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name, when angels from faith fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. He chose and seed of Israel, safety ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
Who that with yonder
another episode of the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry, Inc., at riversofrevival.com. That is www.riversofrevival.com. You can also visit us at the www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. House of Christ Ministries is now supporting Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their effort. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org /Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make check payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, S as in Sam, C80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you, and I pray that you'll find it in your heart to support this worthy cause. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, which starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist."
From heaven he came and saw.
journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries, Incorporated. Our sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be his ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These teachings, what Christians believe, who is Jesus Christ, proof of the living God part 1, our Father, proof of the living God part 2, the Holy Spirit, proof of the living God part 3, the origin of man, the origins of God, are there many ways or only one way to God? You will learn what it really means to be a Christian. to be able to express to others who Jesus Christ is and gain an understanding of the nature of God. How is the religions of the world come about? For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is soul, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight will be Our Father. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heavens against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. But that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, 10th edition, defines father as a man who has begotten a child. God, the first person of the Trinity, or one that originates or institutes. A large part of our society does not reflect the order of family that God had originally given. Society has tried to remove every vestige of who a father is, his purpose and function in a family. Through this perversion of the father's role in the family, the devil has tried to destroy the way we relate to our heavenly Father, the living God. Jesus' instructions. Although many people in our society do not have earthly fathers that they communicate with in this life, or who have been an active part of their lives, our Heavenly Father desires you to talk with Him. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 18, Jesus Christ teaches us that we are to walk with God who is our Father. It reads, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of, before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Beloved, over and over again, Jesus Christ taught us to address God as our Father. He did not want us to see God as the intimidating person that many in the Old Testament viewed him as. Rather, he wanted us to see him as our tender, loving Father. When we look at the Old Testament, we find that no one addressed God as Father. Actually, in one place is God referred to as Father, which is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. Although they had this scripture, they yet could not understand the relationship that God was trying to establish with them of the Everlasting Father with his children. The creation of children. Adam was a son of God because he was created directly by the hand of God. Humanity as a whole after Adam and Eve came through procreation to beget offspring of other humans. Thus, humanity is God's creation, but not everyone is God's children. If we take a look at John chapter 8, verses 41 through 44, Jesus told some people that they were of their father, the devil. It reads, "Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." Amen. Praise be to God. Beloved, we become true sons and daughters of God when we receive him. John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." We must be born again to become sons and daughters. Jesus Christ explained to Nicodemus that man needed a new birth, which constituted their spirit being born by the hand of God. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. The act of our spirit being born by the Spirit. God, the third person, gives us the right to be called sons and daughters of God because we are being created directly by the hand of God, as Adam and Eve were. In Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38, it gives the lineage of Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, which goes back to Adam. Verses 37 through 38 says, "Which was the son of Methuselah, was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Melilel, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Adam was the son of God because he was directly created from God's hands. Upon your acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are recreated in spirit by the hand of God. And you no longer are just his creation, but his child, son or daughter. Learning how to be his children. Jesus Christ often taught us the title of Father for God to help us truly understand our relationship with God, to learn how to be obedient and faithful sons and daughters. We must understand our Father's ways and desires for us. The first thing that you need to do is change your view of God. You must move from the thought that God is some giant, intimidating being looking to send you to hell for every mistake. The thought of a loving Father. When you hear the word Father, it should have the meaning of someone who is approachable. Your Godfather is approachable. You can come to him at any time. Jesus Christ gave us the Lord's Prayer, showing us that God is not some distant pontifex who is not approachable. Rather, that God is a Father who always has an ear and a heart for his children. Throughout the scriptures, Jesus Christ teaches us to address God as Father. A father wants nothing but good for his children. Often, we distrust human fathers because they have let us down in one way or another. We see shadows of what they should and could be, but often our expectations are not met. God is the only one who can father you perfectly. Beloved, please understand that perfectly does not mean that he does everything that you want. Rather, know that perfectly means he does what is best for you. God has nothing but good intentions for his children. He has plans for you that far exceeds your greatest desires because he loves you and wants nothing but the best for you. Will you trust him? Will you trust the Lord? Will you stand on his promises? Beloved child of God, you can trust your Heavenly Father. You must show that you have faith in him, which means that you depend on him, you trust him, you rely on him and believe him above and all other things. Beloved, your Father wants and desires to give good things to you. You are his children. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11 says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you? If his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts to them that ask him? Natural fathers like to give their children all their experiences, all their wisdom, and all things that belong to them are available to their children as they warrant it and are mature enough to receive it. God wants the same and even more for you, his child. Your Father has a kingdom, and it is his good pleasure or desire to give you the kingdom, all that is good. Luke chapter 12, verse 32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Why are so many of God's children seeking provision from men, when all we have to do is to ask our Heavenly Father, who will give us every provision that we need? For it's all in his kingdom. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a promise from the Father that he also wants to give us, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Your Heavenly Father does not want you to worry. Your Heavenly Father does not want you to be anxious or worry about having your needs met. For if he takes care of the birds and flowers, how much more does he want to take care of you and to meet your needs? Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubic unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith! Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father, knowing that ye have need of all things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Beloved, your heavenly Father does not want you to worry. Rather, to seek after him. In doing so, he will meet all your needs. God gave a commandment to honor your mother and fathers, that our days might be long in the land. Why did God do that? Your relationship with your parents is symbolic to your relationship with God, in which your parents nurture, love, protect, guide, and instruct you for your benefit and until you are an adult. Our submission to our earthly parents help us to understand and to submit to our Heavenly Father, who nurtures, loves, protects, guides, and instructs us throughout our lives for our benefits. Our natural parents are a training ground in submission to parental authority that God our Father gives us throughout life. Prodigal children. In Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, we have the story of the prodigal son. This story was to show the heart of God towards all those who have walked away and did not live for him. Many who sit in the church today are prodigals because they take their inheritance, gifts, talents, finances, and strength, and waste them in the world. Many find that the world and its people did not care about them. Rather, they just wanted to use up their inheritances. This is especially visible with the singers who are raised in the church and then go waste their talents singing for money and the applause of people, rather than to lift up the name of our God and Father and praise him with songs. I encourage you to come back to him. Jesus Christ and the Father are one. Jesus Christ declared to people that he and the Father are one. Yet the Father is greater than he is. John chapter 10, verse 30 says, I and my Father are one. In John chapter 14, verses 8 through 10, Jesus Christ gives the explanation of the oneness of he and the Father. It reads, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Jesus said unto him, once again, Have I been so long time with you, and ye hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, believe me for the very works' sake. Every attribute that they saw in Jesus Christ was the same attributes in the Father. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. contrary to popular beliefs, which is that there is many ways to God, there is only one way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why is Jesus Christ the only way to the Father? Because your sins bar the way without Jesus Christ. We are privileged to be able to come into the presence of the Father because of the blood of Jesus Christ that washed away our sins. No sin can enter his presence. The Bible says that without the shedding blood, there is no remission of sins. Jesus Christ shed blood, remitted our sins, giving us a right to come to the Father. Beloved, our Father is a righteous God who loves the world. Our Heavenly Father is righteous, sinless, perfect in this reference. John chapter 17, verse 25 says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Although the world, the people, did not know God, O Heavenly Father, he yet loved the world. Every person that was ever born or would ever be born into it, when he sent his only begotten Son to die, it was for every soul that would ever live on it. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved you before you even received him as Father. How great is his love for you and all the world. Your Father will honor you. Your Heavenly Father will honor you when you serve Jesus Christ. John chapter 12, verse 26 says, If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. God does not honor title, family lineage, or education. Rather, he honors our service unto his Son, Jesus Christ. What have you done in Jesus' name about relationship? Above everything else, your Heavenly Father wants to have a relationship with you. He wants you to take time out to speak to him. Share with him your thoughts, your heart's desires, and tell him of your love for him. Ask him his concerns, what he wants to talk about. Yes, beloved, God will talk back to you if you are willing to listen. One last point before I close, and that is you should pray to God, asking in Jesus' name whenever you pray, always pray in the name of Jesus. John chapter 16, verses 23 to 24 says, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." God bless you. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I pray that this lesson was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lessons, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com.
praise us, Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not to be
dead. I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Out and touch Jesus right now.
The Lord, as he passes by,
you'll find him not too busy.
You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry.
He's passing by this moment.
He's passing by this moment.
All of your needs.
Your needs.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
He's passing your way. He's passing your way.
He passes by.
Every heart, every mind, every body, every soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch Jesus.
As
he's passing your way.
Waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now?
Reach out.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Lord,
this is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. as he's passing away right this very moment.
You will find he's not to be
dead. I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now. Everybody of his soul, right now in the name of Jesus, reach out and touch Jesus
as he
keeps passing away.
I might be forgiven of my sins. and made righteous through faith in you. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Obedience to God has many benefits, including the deep peace that comes from serving God and knowing that we are doing His will. Yielding to the Lord does not mean that we will have no problems. It does mean, however, that He will carry the greater weight while we follow His direction, no matter how difficult the trial or circumstances might be. The obedient believer can have perfect assurance of God's sustaining grace and peace. Beloved, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts, and with song I shall thank Him. He is my strength and my saving defense in time of trouble. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with my spirit. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. thanking you for tuning in, and I pray that tonight's teaching was a blessing to you. Please join me every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let the power of God rest within you, and I encourage you to stand on His promises, trust in Him, and believe in His Word. God bless you, and good night.